Hello and welcome to SourceCast episode number 28. I'm your host, Joey Lombardi. We're going to do a special episode of SourceCast this week, which probably isn't special to you because it's the same format, but I'm cutting this episode in less than 24 hours.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
There's been some crazy things that happened in IT news this week. The Google and Oracle lawsuit has reached a conclusion for now. There's all kinds of rumors about Salesforce. And then there's the whole thing with Hewlett Packard Enterprise selling off their consulting services to CSC. That is going to be our main story for the week. We're going to peel it back. There's all kinds of odd connections. No point in delaying here. Let's kick off the show. So what is going on with HP? Let's do a little history lesson first. HP buys Electronic Data Systems 7 years ago for $13.9 billion. Then they buy Palm for $9 billion. Then they buy Autonomy for $11 billion. We could also mention that they bought Packard Bell, but let's not. So they had these three major acquisitions and plenty of little ones. And what happens with these acquisitions? Well, they are still in a lawsuit with the former Autonomy owners because they claim that Autonomy overvalued the company. And they just recently sold many of the Autonomy software assets for a fraction of the cost, $170 million, to OpenText. But last year, after all of these acquisitions, HP decides to split. You have HP Inc., which is the desktop and printer company, and you have Hewlett Packard Enterprise, which is the corporate services entity. Services. So this week they announce that HP Enterprise Services, which is an arm of HP Enterprise, is being spun off into a separate company, and then that company is going to merge with CSC. Let me say that again. They are spinning off HP Enterprise Services into a separate company, and that company is going to merge with CSC. CSC CEO Mike Lowry will be the CEO of this new combined company. Meg Whitman, the CEO of HP Enterprise, will be on their board. From a financial perspective, CSC is currently valued to be around $4.1 billion. HP Enterprises is apparently valued to be around 4.5. The new company is valued to be around $8.5 billion. So, as a reminder, $13.9 billion 7 years ago for EDS, $4.5 billion now. There have been many articles this week trying to understand what just happened. The prevailing thought is Hewlett Packard cannot be purchased as this gigantic company. So Whitman has been slicing up the company into smaller pieces so it can be sold off. What's left of HP at this point? So storage, enterprise hybrid cloud, their software catalog, and their AI competitor, which is called Hexis. That's what's left. This new consulting company has some interesting hurdles that they have to address. CSC recently spun off their own company that covered IT government consulting. That company has a two-year commitment that CSC Prime won't compete with them in the government services space. However, HP Enterprise has a relatively solid book of business with government services. It accounts for 11% of their business in revenue. Lowry is saying all business is on the table. That's going to be an interesting conflict that I'm waiting to see how they will resolve. So what do you think, listeners? Is there anything left of HP to sell off? Maybe they'll split off desktop computers and printers next. Another big news this week, Google has successfully defended themselves against Oracle's lawsuit on using Java APIs. Everyone is happy that Google won. Because if they didn't, every software developer would have to look at their usage of APIs and determine whether or not they're violating Oracle or some other company's usage agreements. So this is a good thing for business, in my opinion. But this isn't completely resolved because, like any proper villain, Oracle is vowing to appeal again.
Ancient spirits of evil! Transform this decayed form to Mumra, the ever-living!
Another major story that's been percolating this week is Salesforce. There is talk that Salesforce is finally willing to be acquired. They're finally willing to sell. We know that last year, Microsoft was flirting with the idea of acquiring Salesforce. And there are rumors that Microsoft may be a dance partner again. However, there's another entity out there that seems to be interested in buying Salesforce, and that's Amazon. Last week, Mark Benioff had an interview with CNBC's Mad Money host, Jim Cramer, and he asked about potential sales. And Benioff stated, and I quote, This is an incredible moment in history. And as you can see, Salesforce growth continues to accelerate and grow. I've now been working on this company for almost 18 years, and I think that we've delivered fantastic results. As part of that, of course, I'm also making personal decisions as that goes, and that's what's happening there. That was direct, by the way. That was a weird quote. But it definitely sounds like he is open to the possibility of someone coming in and buying his baby. And for the last 3 weeks, he's been openly gushing about how awesome Amazon is and how great they are to work with. They just recently announced another new deal where Amazon will help them deploy in international markets. On the other side, there's several articles this week that discusses why Amazon needs Salesforce, how it legitimizes them as far as a cloud services company. So Amazon clearly has the money to buy Salesforce. Benioff seems willing to sell to someone now. Will it be Amazon? Who knows? But that's something to pay attention to. And in breaking news, the Verizon strike seems to be over. As of 4 p.m. Friday afternoon, the 44-day strike seems to be coming to an end, and a Verizon spokesperson made the following statement. Verizon looks forward to having all of our employees soon back at work in their regular positions and doing what they do best, serving our customers. Verizon also stated that there will be meaningful changes and enhancements to the contracts that will better enable our wireline business unit to compete and succeed in the digital world. I've been following that one closely because I have a friend that was impacted by the strikes. Glad to see everyone is going back to work. IBM also has big news this week, but it's old news. Months ago, we reported that IBM would be doing massive job eliminations in the coming year. And then things got quiet. Some people were eliminated, but it seemed to be over. It's not. IBM's original target of 14,000 employees seems to still be in play, and several layoffs were announced this week. While IBM has a target of eliminating 14,000 domestic employees, they are also hiring up to 20,000 employees in international areas, specifically Costa Rica. There's a very interesting parallel between what is happening with Hewlett-Packard Enterprise and IBM right now. Most of IBM layoffs are in the consulting space, the GTS groups. And HP, after months of layoffs in their consulting services areas, are taking that entire asset and spinning it off into another company and merging it. So HP spinning off these employees into a new company for a tax write-off, IBM is just eliminating. I'm still unclear what the financial mechanisms are with the HP deal and how that's effectively saving the company money. The truth of this entire situation is that IBM and HP and CSC cannot compete with the international consulting providers. Your Tata's, your Wipro's, and to some extent, even Accenture. They have consistently been losing business to these firms. The question becomes, how can this new merged entity between HP and CSC become competitive? Nothing's changed. The labor market rates in America aren't changing because two companies have merged. It's clear that both HP and IBM, they are companies that are focusing on enterprise technology, Internet of Things, AI, storage, and they're getting out of the pure services market. And maybe that's for the best, because as these technologies that they are developing proliferate, hopefully there'll be less need for consulting, because you're not going to need someone to come on site and configure it for you. But this is an interesting time. And long term, it looks like it's going to be a job eliminator for a lot of talented people. I can't end this thing on a sour note, so let's find one item in news that you can use to end this on a more pleasant topic. I was doing an article for BabyCenter.com about French mothers not smoking, which has nothing to do with this. But then I found another article about the French work week. France is instituting a new law that employers cannot send emails after the normal end of the workday because people have to go home and relax. So your day is done. No one is allowed to send emails. It is actually illegal to send emails after 5 o'clock or whenever their workday ends. So as you're sitting home on this holiday weekend, relaxing and enjoying yourselves with your BlackBerry or smartphone in your hand, probably reading my blog on your work phone, just remember that in France, somebody's drinking a glass of wine and not thinking about work. So have a lovely holiday weekend. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back next week.